Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, FJ at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the thrice weekly Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Thank you for queuing me up today, and I hope you enjoyed the show. This story was first published on July 10th of 2009 under the headline, "During World War II, Man Brought Home Japanese Bomb in a Glove Box." Here we go. In September 1942, a tiny Japanese seaplane launched from a submarine conducted the only air raid on the mainland U.S. in history. And but for the intervention of some good luck, it might have succeeded in killing three Oregonians. Pilot Nobuo Fujita hadn't planned to kill anybody directly. He was flying a tiny rickety seaplane that a kid with a .22 rifle could have shot down. His goal was to set the great Oregon forests alight and then get back to the submarine alive. So very early on the morning of September 9th, avoiding human eyes as much as possible, the tiny plane buzzed over Brookings, found a nice woodsy spot around nearby Mount Emily, dropped a pair of 170-pound incendiaries on it, and scurried back to the sub. A few days later, it came back on a second run near Cape Blanco. Fortunately for nearby residents, the fire season had largely ended by that time, and the fires Fujita lit were quickly stamped out. The fact that everything was still soaked with morning dew helped as well. Every Oregon logger knows you're a lot less likely to have trouble with fire at 6:24 a.m. than, say, 4 p.m. But it was in the process of cleaning up after the second bombing run that the Japanese came closest to claiming a trio of victims. An Oregon Department of Forestry engineer named Lewis Amort happened to be in the area with two co-workers when he heard the report of the bombing, and they hurried to the scene, presumably in a crummy, to help. One of the bombs had failed to explode. Bits of the other were scattered all over the place. The three of them immediately got busy picking up bits of bomb to turn over to the Army. Speaking 48 years later to Salem Statesman Journal reporter Hank Ahrens, Amort said they, quote, picked them up and put them in a paper sack or wrapped them in a blanket and put them in the glove box. Amort told local historian and Brookings bombing expert Bill McCash that this included bits of unexploded bomb, 3 inches in diameter and 10 to 12 inches long. Whatever Amort and his colleagues were driving must have had an unusually large glove box. Then they drove through the very bumpy terrain around the bomb site all the way back to town, where they turned over the bits of unexploded TNT to an Army liaison officer. Presumably the Army officer handled them with greater care than Amort and his friends, who only afterward realized what an enormous risk they'd taken by stuffing a live firebomb in their glove compartment. Key sources in this story included works by William McCash and Hank Ahrens. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. What you're listening to is a reading from one of roughly 330 newspaper columns published between 2008 and today. Other Offbeat Oregon goodies include a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, a fleet of Pinterest boards, and a ton of great historic photos and a bunch more stuff, including visuals for today's show and full citations to its sources, all accessible via our hub page at offbeatoregon.com. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Questions, critiques, ideas for future episodes? Email me at fj@offbeatoregon.com. You can also ping me on Twitter @OffbeatOregon or send a message through the Facebook page at facebook.com/oregon.1859. Episodes of Offbeat Oregon History come out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning at around 6 a.m., so the next one will be on your device and ready to go in a couple of days at most. And until then, go out and fill up the rest of today and, if applicable, tomorrow with good stuff. Bye now.